Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will win their second consecutive NBA championship, and they will defeat the Orlando Magic.
Now that's a Mickey Mouse champion.
Yeah. So the problem is, I see what you're saying about the OKC, because they're the best team right now, clearly, even though they struggled at times with the Indiana Pacers.
They're also loaded with draft picks to get even better.
Of course they are.
Yes.
But there has not been a repeat champion in 7 years.
I am aware.
It's like something is, I don't know if this is intentional. I can't call conspiracy on this, but it hasn't been like this in a long time.
It's never been like this to me in my lifetime in the NBA. The NBA has always been a dynasty followed by another dynasty.
No doubt. Maybe there's a year or so in between, and then there comes the next dynasty. It's been 7 years since we've had a repeat offender.
Yes.
So I can't, a repeat champion. So I can't see it only because we haven't seen it. Is this the new trend in the NBA?
Well, we have saved these. We have filed them away. And next June of 2026, we'll see how close we were. We'll get your calls coming up. It sucked. It was a cloud over a Game 7. But the New York Knicks' chances of winning an NBA championship grew last night, and you didn't even do anything. 888-808-1019. I want you to understand that this is coming from a voice that loves basketball. I love the NBA. I get into it in October. Give me the preseason. Give me opening night. It's like an event for me. So I'm not one saying this who just doesn't like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I want less of it. But I think we need less of it. Because
regular season basketball.
Yeah, I wouldn't cut down the playoffs. The playoffs are the playoffs. And yeah. I also know that's so unrealistic.
It did feel long as hell, though.
The season, especially if...
No, see, I mean the playoffs felt long.
They're always long.
Yeah.
And like I accept that because they're really exciting.
Right.
But if you are a schmuck like me and Tommy's in this, where we start watching in the middle of October, we've just invested 9 months watching basketball. But forget us for a second, because this isn't about me. It isn't about Tommy. It's about these injuries. And I am starting to think that the torn Achilles, which is now the bane of existence in the NBA, is occurring because not only is the season way too long, but guys are playing basketball all year round. They go play in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Then it's training camp. Then it's the season. And then we're complaining because we're such hypocrites. Well, why do you say, what, maintenance days? They didn't do that in the 1980s. So I think we've also created this.
Yeah.
But there's too much basketball, and they got to cut it down.
Well, you can't play year-round basketball because Tyrese Halliburton and Jason Tatum, while they didn't play a ton in the Olympics, they just played in the Olympics last year. And so it's basketball season, Olympics, basketball season, a month of NBA finals, and then how do you not get hurt? You're never taking any time off. And so, like, your body needs to rest.
It's too much basketball.
You have to chill. You have to recover. You have to recuperate. And when you do year-round play, you're going to get hurt, period.
Yes. I think it's leading to a lot of these injuries. Obviously, the other thing we've learned, and it's become obvious over the last few years, I remember you made a big deal about this with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. When you have a calf injury and you rush yourself back,
I can't do it.
You're going to lead, in all likelihood, to what happened to Tyrese Halliburton and what even happened to Aaron Rodgers, which is a torn Achilles.
Yeah, same thing with KD, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was a
calf injury, and they sat him for a few weeks before he pushed himself back. And I understand why KD came back, and I certainly understand why Tyrese came back. You have a chance to play in Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Tyrese had to play in his own mind. Like, he had to.
Of course.
There's no way you sit out because you have a calf injury in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. If you're gonna tear it, you're gonna tear it. It is what it is. You have to be there for your team. So I don't knock him for playing on a bad calf.
Not at all.
He had to do it.
Not at all. I think every circumstance is different. I'll equate it to you. If you suffer a calf injury in training camp, as much as you want to play week one, the trainers tell you, look, the likelihood of you tearing your Achilles grows by you playing.
Yep.
Then for your own good, you got to sit out 5-6 weeks.
No doubt.
And we don't understand it. But if it's also the week leading up to the Super Bowl,
of course.
I mean, who's going to keep you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Or anyone else out from playing in a game like
no,
that?
No, you can't. I mean, I played Super Bowl with a broken arm.
Damn right.
Like, hey, we got to do surgery. No, you're not. Wait.
I never had
surgery, by the way.
Look at that. You're a tough one. I think Adam Silver's got to understand that while you will lose money by cutting out regular season games, you got to do it. Mm. You have to do it for your players.
Yeah.
I think it'll benefit even the diehard fans who love basketball. Start this season in mid-December, have it run till late June like you're doing anyway, and instead of it being a 9-month season, all of a sudden it's a 6.5 to 7-month season. I think it's better for your players. I think it's better for your fans. I wouldn't touch the playoffs, obviously. That's ludicrous.
Right.
But you can touch the regular season.
But I think a lot of this, though, is the back-to-backs. Like, how many of those that we see and talk about every year where a team plays a game, they're on a plane for 3 or 4 hours, whatever it is, and they're playing the next day? Right, that's where it really gets detrimental. So if there's a way to eliminate that, it's likely by eliminating games, but you have to get rid of those back-to-back games. One, because the product isn't great, meaning on the court, but also you're never recovering.
Yeah.
You have to recover.
And as much as they're going to lose finances by cutting games out, you just lost players potentially because of this.
Right.
Which I think would hurt your attendance around the league. Mm-hmm. Are the Boston Celtics the same draw if Jason Tatum isn't playing?
Right.
Is Tyrese Halliburton not playing the same draw for the Pacers? Like, Halliburton, especially this postseason, became this kind of superstar.
By the way, and forget the postseason, he was everywhere.
Yeah.
We went to Indianapolis games, and he's up in the Colts games. He's in the stadium on the Jumbotron. He's become the man in Indianapolis, and now he's out for an entire year.
Yeah.
Now you hope he comes back and he's the same player, but he could come back and be a shell of who he was.
No,
we don't know.
You. I guess it sucks, man. And it also, I know Tommy's pissed about this. It ruins the idea that Jalen and Tyrese were going to fight at SummerSlam.
Totally ruins it. Well, to be fair, I didn't want them to throw hands or put a hand on each other. You could still have Tyrese in the corner of whoever, Jacob Fatu, and JB in the corner of somebody else.
Hmm.
I don't want a Rodman Malone situation.
Brunson he's in the game, right?
In the video, WWE 2K, so yeah. Is Tyrese.
They both are.
They both are.
Yeah.
So they can fight virtually.
They can, yes. You can have Jalen versus Tyrese in 2K. And the entrances are pretty damn cool, man. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. Michael is in West Hempstead. What's up, Michael?
Hey, fellas. Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, yeah, I just want to put together, you know, we talk about the football gods and basketball gods. And the fact that Halliburton did the choke sign, trying to repeat what Reggie did back in the day,
right?
And Indiana hasn't won a championship since. Do you think, he hits his first three in the big game 7 and the Achilles blows out, that it's some basketball guys?
Oh, come on. If anything, you should be rewarded for that. It was awesome. It added to the kind of legendary status of that Eastern Conference Finals that you had Halliburton doing that.
Yeah,
he leaned into the heel role.
I think it is, from a Knicks perspective, that is karma. But, I mean, I think everybody else outside of the Knicks fan was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you could strip away your fandom for a second and become an IBO, I know it's difficult to do. Tommy tries to do this every Sunday or Saturday or every Lugauer. And you've gotten better and better at it. I'm very impressed. He becomes an IBO and says, all right, I'm going to take my positivity. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to break down the Yankees.
Right.
So try this, Tommy. We'll use you as an experiment because you work on the IBO muscle every day. Take away your Knick fandom. How badass was Tyrese Halliburton?
No, he's a badass.
There
no
you
doubt
go.
About it. You're talking about a guy that was considered by most overrated, and he shut everybody up, and he had this great run, and then it was ripped from him. So, like I said, I felt for the basketball player. No, he's a badass. He walks the walk and talks the talk. I did hear from several people that thought not only the choke sign, But the father, maybe that was a little karma. You're getting in Giannis's face.
Oh, stop.
I don't believe in karma. And there's no way the son should have the karma of the father.
No.
But there were people online, you know how Twitter is, that were saying it was
Tyrese Halliburton
karma.
Did nothing wrong. He played into the heel nature
Agreed.
Of the Knicks-Pacers rivalry.
But he wasn't really a heel. Like, he's too nice of a guy.
He was only a heel to Knicks fans because he was the guy you wanted to beat,
yes.
and he leaned into the Reggie Miller stuff.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.